In May, Allen Superior Judge Fran Gall unveiled the criminal division's plans for resumption of jury trials. All plans must be submitted to the Indiana Supreme Court for approval. Allen County's plans include using a lot of space in what is one of the largest county courthouses in the country, with multiple courtrooms to be used for potential jurors. These cavernous main courtrooms provide plenty of room for social distancing, but even with that, there will be little room for observers, including family members, witnesses, and the media.
This has been a process of some depth. I mean, we've tried very hard to protect the safety of the public that are coming into the building, because as you know, the only people that aren't really voluntary participants in this process are jurors.
But what to do with jurors has become quite an issue. While Allen County's courtrooms allow plenty of room for spreading people out, most of Indiana's counties have much smaller courthouses packed to the gills during normal times. James McGuire is one of the staff attorneys for the statewide task force helping Indiana craft its reopening strategies.
How the courts are going to provide for the safety of the jurors, of the litigants, of the attorneys, of the court staff, all those have to be addressed, and they will be different in different counties.
Without a unified court system statewide, no standards for size and operations, this has been a very difficult discussion.
So each of the 92 counties have to set up their own rules, procedures, and the counties are different.
McGuire says some counties are taking different approaches on how to handle personal protective equipment as well. In some instances, counties are finding the supplies for their courthouses, and in other cases, the court staff are having to go out and find their own. Allen County will allow potential jurors over the age of 75 to opt out of jury selection. Other accommodations are available to those between the ages of 60 and 74. Removing whole segments of the population from jury duty does not fit with the idea of the jury as a cross-section of the community, says attorney Jim Abbs. Abbs is the chief public defender in Noble County and president of the Indiana Association of Chief Public Defenders. He is worried about finding jurors difficult during normal times, as well as protecting the rights of defendants who wait their day in court in front of a jury.
I think you'll see that same problem in the larger counties also, because people just are not going to want to participate in it and take that health risk chance to sit on a jury. I mean, it's hard enough to get individuals in their normal daily lives, you know, to have to take off work, interrupt their schedule. Now you've added a health risk to the whole process. It's going to make it very difficult to get individuals that want to be part of the jury process.
Social distancing and masks also make it difficult for trial work. How do you read body language and nonverbal communication when half of one's face is covered?
To have a client in a mask being separated from their attorney isn't how we would normally want to present that individual from there. And is it truly an accurate portrayal of the individual?
So far, remote hearings are working well for managing some of the day-to-day business of the courts, from arraignments to bond hearings.
We have found that it can work well in those proceedings that allow for remote type of hearings.
And some civil court work has moved online or has been delayed. For example, Allen County's Superior Court Civil Division has continued all jury trials until September to allow the criminal division's calendar to catch up. Some of these changes and the move away from in-person hearings will probably be with us for a while after the threat of the pandemic has passed. Whether the new measures will work in both protecting public health and criminal justice is unknown, but officials agree there are many headaches ahead as they iron it out and move to reopen. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Green.